Have your Bibles tonight. Turn real quickly to 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Just give you a little thought. I'll throw it out just real quickly and we'll be done tonight. I certainly have enjoyed getting to spend a few days with you. It's been a real blessing. Thank you, preacher, for letting me have a little part of these special days of coming back into the sanctuary, rededicate the building. Hopefully, as I mentioned the other night, hopefully rededicate their lives as well. Amen. Well, you know, good rededicate a building if you don't dedicate your lives with it.
Right.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you so much for letting us come. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. I'll begin reading verse number 8. Read just a few verses of Scripture, and then I'll give you my heart tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, beginning verse number 8. Paul said, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. The things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Father, we thank you, Lord, so much for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for meeting with us this week and help us, Lord, like you have. Lord, I'm excited, Lord, about what you're doing here at Midway Baptist Church. I thank you, Lord, for the heart of the man of God. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Harold and his family. Thank you, Lord, for the people that has a mind to work. Lord, I thank you for these other men that came in and preached, and my, how you used them. And I thank you for that. Thank you, Lord, for all the good singing that we've got to enjoy. And now, Lord, just for a few minutes, God, if you would, I ask you, Lord, to just anoint me afresh. Lord, give me liberty tonight. Speak to hearts. Lord, we'll thank you for all that you do in Jesus' precious and holy name. We do pray, and amen. Paul here in the text is dealing with some outward trouble. He's dealing with outward things that he has been facing in the ministry. And it's already been said this week, and it needs to be said again in the days that lie ahead. I believe we're going to continue. I don't want to burst your bubble, but I do believe we're going to continue to face some troubles.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
As a matter of fact, that's biblical, by the way.
Right.
Job said, "A man that is born of a woman is 2 days and full of trouble."
Right.
Whether or not this pandemic goes on or whether or not there's a change in the government, it don't change the fact that we're going to face some trouble.
Right.
Some of you are facing trouble, but you're going to continue to face some trouble. And Paul's dealing with this outward trouble. But he's saying, in spite of this outward trouble that he is dealing with and having to face, he said, there's something going on the inside. He said, "I'm being renewed day by day."
A
preacher just preached about having revival day by day. And I want to preach for just a few minutes. Just throw this out real quickly. On being renewed day by day. Simply again, revival day. Is it possible, preacher? Why, sure it is. Amen. We think that we're living in hard times in 2020.
I'm telling you, our times today probably don't even compare to the times that the Apostle Paul was living in. And he's dealing with all this outward trouble. But in spite of all the outward trouble, he said it himself. He's being renewed day by day. He's being renewed day by day. And I'm telling you, if we're going to make it, and we are, amen. But I'm telling you, the days and hours that lie ahead, we're going to have to be renewed day by day. Amen. Let's give you four things real quickly, and then we'll be done. The first two things are God's business. The last two things will be our business. God, as it's already been said tonight, God will be faithful to do His part.
Yeah.
Ain't you glad that He is? Amen. He's never failed. He's never let us down. And He will do His part. These first two are God's part. Let me give them to you real quickly. First of all, I thought about there's a daily bread. Amen. Every single day, the Lord provides for His people. That's part of that daily renewal. We can count on God. We can trust Him to provide for His people. Amen. Now, you may not have everything you want in the times coming ahead. But I promise you this, I just can't help but believe that we'll have what we need. Amen. God is good to His people. He always is faithful to us. Think about His people over yonder wandering in the wilderness. What did God do for that doubting bunch over yonder in the wilderness? Every single day there was fresh manna from above. Amen. God fed His people day by day. I'm telling you, God's going to take care of us day by day. Amen. And by the way, when He gave them that manna over in the wilderness, He only gave them enough for that day. Amen. There's no hoarding it up and trying to keep it for another day. God gives us what we need day by day. Amen. I thought about the little widow woman over there in her barrel when Elijah came down. Amen. You know what God did for them when they got down to the bottom of the barrel? Y'all know the story. She only had a handful of meal left. Amen. Little oil in the cruise. But you know what God did when they trusted God, when they followed God? I believe every single day God put another handful of meal in the barrel. Day by day. Amen. There's going to be daily bread. The Bible said in two different places, Jesus was giving us that model prayer. And He said, when you pray, He said, give us this day our daily bread. Amen. I thought about the daily bread, day by day. But then I thought about the daily benefits. Amen. Psalm chapter 68, verse number 19. The Bible tells us that we have daily benefits. He loadeth us with benefits daily. Okay, friend, it sure is good to be saved in 2020 with all that's going on. I'm still reaping the benefits of being saved by the grace of God. Hey, friend, I know things ain't looking real good. And it's looking real dim out yonder in the world. But I'm telling you, we as God's people will continue. I don't care what happens in Washington. I don't care what the governor says. God is going to daily load us with benefits. Amen. No matter the conditions around us, He will daily, that's what He said, daily load us with. I've got the thing about them benefits, and I don't have time to preach them. Let me throw out just a couple real quickly. The preacher doesn't deal with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I got news for you. No matter what happens tomorrow or tonight before the night's over, but we're going to continually have the indwelling of the Holy Ghost of God. And we get all that comes with the Holy Ghost. I agree with what the preacher said. When I got saved, I got every bit of God. I got every bit of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The problem was, as he said, he didn't get all of us. Amen. But when I got all the Holy Ghost, I got all that comes with Him. Amen. I got that leadership of the Holy Ghost. I got that guidance of the Holy Ghost. Hey, I got the comfort of the Holy Ghost. I'm tell you, that's a daily benefit. Amen. We got the Word of God. That's a daily benefit. Isn't it a blessing to have a copy of the Word of God? You need to use it daily. Amen. That's a daily benefit. I thought about the hope. I thought about the peace that passes all understanding. All of these things are daily benefits of being a child of God.
Amen.
Amen. I wouldn't trade it for nothing, would you? I sure am glad I'm saved. If there happened to be one wondering this evening, have never been born again, I'm telling you, you don't want to miss out on the benefits of being saved by the grace of God. There's daily benefits. He gives us daily bread. He gives us daily benefits. Let me give you two more real quickly. And that renewing day by day, the first two was on God, but the second two are on earth. The last two's on us. Next thing I thought about this daily renewal, there needs to be a daily burden. Amen. The Bible said in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, here's what Jesus said. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Amen. If you want to be renewed day by day, you can count on God to do His part. But we need to do our part. And that, my friend, is daily take up our cross and follow Him. I'm telling you, there ought to be a burden on our end of living that Christian life. If you want that daily renewal, if you want that daily revival, you've got to take up your cross every single day and do what God would have you to do. Amen. There's that daily burden. Let me give you this slice and we'll go home. All right? Then I thought about there must be a daily burial. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he said, I die daily. Amen. Every single day. It's that flesh is on that preacher. Every time, listen, that flesh didn't get saved. I don't care how good you are. God didn't save your flesh. I don't care how much you read your Bible. Your flesh still ain't saved. I don't care if you live in a church house. That don't save your flesh. Every single one of us, man, woman, boy, and girl, has a wicked, rotten flesh that we are dwelling in. Amen. And what we've got to do every single day is get up and crucify the flesh afresh and anew. Amen. I talked about that giving of yourself there on Sunday night. And that's something that you've got to do every single day. When you get up tomorrow, you need to crucify your flesh. If you don't, your flesh is going to give you a fit till the sun goes down and you go to sleep. And if you do get your flesh crucified in the morning, probably about afternoon, you're going to have to do it again. Somebody say amen right there. I'm telling you, your flesh is wicked. And my, what the flesh is capable of. I don't care how long you've been saved. You've still got a wicked flesh. And it is capable of the utmost wickedness that man can imagine. And Paul said, I die daily. And there was something that Paul was doing every single day in that he was crucifying his flesh and living for God. If you want that daily renewal, if you want that daily revival, you've got to do your part as you trust God to do His part. Yes, there's going to be daily bread. Yes, there's going to be daily benefits. But my friend, when it comes to me and you, we got to make sure there's a daily burden. And we got to make sure there's a daily burden. And if we'll do our part, and God does His part, guess what? Believe it or not, we can have daily revival. Amen. We can be renewed, that inner man. We can be renewed day by day. Thank God, God gives us daily bread. God gives us daily benefits. But oh Lord, please help us as your people to have a daily burden. And a daily burial. We're going to need it in the days to come. I don't, listen, I start out, I don't want to paint a black, dark picture. I don't have to. Word of God doesn't have us.
preacher already mentioned a while ago. Paul said in the last days, 2 Timothy chapter 3. He said in the last days, listen to what he said. Perilous. Not pleasant times. Perilous times. We want the pleasant times. I want the pleasant times. I've almost been praying here recently. I was like, Lord, don't let it be in my day. And if it's going to be, just come on back right now.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
And I'm not so much worried about it for myself.
Right.
It's my grandbaby. If Jesus don't come real soon, our children and our grandbabies are going to know all too well what perilous times are. So I don't have to paint a black picture. It's already painted.
Right.
Amen.
Absolutely.
I still believe we can have revival.
Amen.
If not on a corporate level or a country level or a county level, we can at least have it on an individual level.
Amen.
Amen. But we're going to have it for what comes up ahead.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, we've enjoyed a good meeting. I have.
Yes, sir.
I can't speak for everybody. We've enjoyed a good meeting. We're real careful. We'll close it out tonight. And we'll go have our feast time tomorrow. We may bow our head and give thanks. But Friday, old Black Friday, it's going to start back downhill again. Saturday's going to come around. We're going to be tired from all the activities.
Yes.
Sunday, we real careful. We're going to drag back to church.
Yep.
But it don't have to be that.
Right.
If tomorrow, even though it's Thanksgiving, you get up in the morning, take up your cross, crucify your flesh, and then you do it again on Friday, and you do it again on Saturday. Be sure to do it on Sunday. We can have a daily renewal.
Amen.
Daily revival, preacher.
Amen.
It's possible. God's going to do His part.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to do yours? It's up to you. Nobody's twisting arms.
Right.
Nobody's shaming nobody. I'm telling you, you need it for your own benefit.
Amen.
But the church sure does need some people that'll do their part in these late hours. The sinners, our neighbors that are lost, talking about those that's watching, they need somebody to do their part.
Amen.
Amen. They're looking for somebody to do their part. Daily, Lord help us. Daily. Renewal. Daily. Revival. Heads bowed, eyes closed.